Welcome to Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian.
And tonight's musical adventure is 70s classic rock.
It is. 70s classic rock. You know, 70s rock is a really interesting topic. It's not super rocky. In fact, if you look at the stuff, especially in our first segment, I mean, we got some Led Zeppelin, we got some April Wine, we got some Electric Light Orchestra, but the tunes themselves, I mean, you got reggae, you got a ballad, and then you got, I don't know what the other one is, but, you know, anyways, very interesting time in music, for sure.
So, kick back and enjoy.
We'll be right back.
That was the first segment of our 70s classic rock show. This is Adrian.
And here's Anthony.
And right now, I'm going to ask Anthony to answer a very, very important question. What kind of genre is that last song? First of all, can you tell us more about it?
Sure. Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne. Really just an amazing band. So the whole kind of concept behind them was to have actual strings instead of synthesizers playing along with rock music. So it was really, really cool. I've had the opportunity to see these guys live too. 13 pieces out there on the stage, all working in harmony to create this music. It's amazing.
Sure, but what is that? World music? I mean, what is it?
I have no idea. Rock with strings. Rock aria.
Rock aria. Rock opera.
Yeah.
How about that?
So that was Living Thing by them. Before that, we heard You Could Have Been a Lady by April Wine and kicked it off with what we would call Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin. But really, it's a play on words for Jamaica as said by a British person.
Nice. We'll be back after this announcements, folks.